Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Today's show
is brought to you by
the wonderful folks at MyPillow.
MyPillow. It totally is.
And I don't know why there's anybody left watching us right now who has not taken advantage of the buy one, get one free on sheets and towels code yet that we have, which is a special and exclusive to us. The code is
chicks.
If you call 800-875-0513 or go to mypillow.com and you put that little code right in the thing, or you say the code to the person on the other end of the phone, you're going to get sheets and towels, buy one, get one free. And if you don't want sheets or towels, get something else, because everything at MyPillow is amazing.
Like the dog beds are amazing.
Yes.
Right. And the robes.
You know that
the robes are amazing.
Oh my God.
I keep interrupting you because everything is amazing.
They're like 75 pounds, the robes.
Oh my God, they really are. Like, if you want to feel warm and cozy and get a workout, get a MyPillow robe.
You think those like fancy hotel robes are heavy.
Oh yeah.
Mm-mm.
You haven't felt a
MyPillow robe, man.
That's right.
You're just gonna like lay down automatically because of the weight.
It's true.
Somebody on YouTube yesterday said, and I'm not making this up, all you guys do is advertising anymore. You guys just mostly do advertising now. And
really?
I was like, can you help me understand how one, maybe 60 to 90 seconds out of every 30 plus minutes is mostly in your world?
Out of 35 minutes?
Yeah.
Out of 30, 35 minutes. Yeah. And you know, if you have a problem with it, and you have a problem with capitalism and us trying to make a living and us, you know, then move along.
Exactly. Sorry for all this free content.
Right.
You know what I mean? That we give you on a daily basis.
And that we've provided since 2009.
I'm sorry to inconvenience you with 60 seconds.
Right.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there were a lot of people who like totally stuck up for us, and I was really glad to see that. But
damn.
Well, I guess we should get the sad news out of the way, right?
Rush Limbaugh, you guys.
I mean, what a legend. What a complete legend.
He's the GOAT.
And it was so, I knew it was going to be disgusting, but I don't think I was prepared for how disgusting the left would be about him. I mean, they're just the most miserable humans.
Yeah. Can you not wait a couple days? Like, who's a chicken? Was it Joy Reid on MSNBC? Just wait a couple days to spew your venom, you know?
Or just don't spew it.
Oh, the thing is, we can't ask that. You know what I mean?
Well, I
would never expect that these people are not going to spew venom towards anybody on the right?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it was Joy Reid. She was like, Limbaugh's legacy is hardening rural white listeners and weaponizing white male grievance.
Oh, my God.
Basically, the paraphrase of that is, you guys are all a bunch of racists, which is what they say every freaking minute of the day. Can you just let it go for 1 second and let this guy, I don't know, rest in peace for I don't know, 5 minutes.
Want him to rest in piss. That's what was trending.
Oh my God.
God. It was vile. It was just unspeakably vile yesterday, the reaction that I was seeing. And they were and so they were choosing like quotes that he said in the 80s or something to say, look how horrible of a human he is. And I'm like, you're saying horrible things right now.
Right.
And then I love one of the people that we follow was putting up all these examples saying, who said it, Rush or Biden? And it was like all these quotes from Biden saying, if you don't know who you're voting for, you ain't black, you know, making the joke about the 7-Eleven and the Indians and like all of these terrible, horrible, racist things that Biden has said.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they're like, what? You guys voted for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying these horrible things about Rush Limbaugh. Seriously?
Yeah, get bent.
God, they're just miserable people.
They really are. I mean, just give it a day. Give it a day. You vultures. I mean,
I did love that. I think it was Kurt Schlichter who was like, you know what, conservatives, all of us should aspire to be hated as much as Rush is, because that means he really, really, really had an impact. And I think that's the best way to look at it.
I think it's an amazing way to look at it. It's like, who was it that said, if you don't have enemies and you're not living life right, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Rush lived it right, man. I mean, I wouldn't be in my current job,
right?
If not for him paving
the
way.
That's true. I wouldn't have spent 7 years in radio. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Rush Limbaugh, you know?
And I mean, reminded me that he mentioned us once. I don't remember why or for what.
I wrote an article on our website and I can't remember what it was about. I can't remember.
Either.
All I remember is that he mentioned it on his show and we were so giddy about it.
Well, and then our site absolutely froze because a million people tried to come to it all at the same time. And we were like, thank you, Rush, but oh my God.
Right. But we were so excited that he mentioned us. He was like, the chick's on the right. And he mentioned it on his show. And people were like, oh my God, he's mentioning you on his show. And we were super stoked about it. Because we were on Rush Limbaugh's radar. That was pretty cool for us. It was a cool day for us.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you know the very first time I heard him was not on radio, but on TV?
Really?
Yeah, when he had his show, I think it was like in the early 90s at some point. And my parents started watching it, and then I started watching it too. And that's really kind of the beginning of me even paying a lick of attention to politics was because of him. And he made so much sense, and he was funny.
He was.
You know what I mean? It's funny. I remember that.
It's interesting that you say that because, you know, so many people are, because one of the things when we got into radio, we were always, you know, we've always been irreverent and kind of funny and we're just ourselves, right? And we're like, we don't want to be buttoned up. Well, my husband he's never been a big political talk junkie. He's just not that guy. He barely listens to us. and so back in the early 90s, he said that he would get into his car at lunch and eat lunch in his car and listen to Rush Limbaugh because he said, you know what, Aime? He was funny. He was actually really a funny guy to listen to. And so he enjoyed him, you know? And he was
he was the guy that said, I'm conservative, but I'm not mad about it.
Right.
And that is like, that's so exact. I love that. I mean, that's the line of his that resonates so much because that's the thing. There's no reason for there to just be nothing but angry talk on the radio. And he wasn't, you know, he just had this way.
Exactly.
Anyway, 70 years old after a year-long battle with lung cancer. And his wife made the announcement on his show.
I know.
And if you haven't heard it, you should try to go and listen to it. It's a lovely tribute. Texas is a mess. But as I was telling you this morning, people in Texas, man, y'all have the best attitudes when you're going through all the crap. Because there were so many TikToks that I saw of people whose homes are literally, they're videotaping their homes being utterly devastated by flooding and ice and freezing cold and just horrible conditions.
Right.
And they're playing the Titanic theme song in the background. And I love them for that.
Before we got on, Mark was like, oh.
That's what they're doing.
It's not funny.
But
the thing is that Texans actually are awesome people and they have a great sense of humor. And
they clearly
and
do.
Well, we're going to make the best of this. We're going to make the best of it. You guys we have a little cabin there in Texas. And my husband and I went to bed. We were going to bed last night. I'm like, what do you think's going on? Because our pipes are frozen. And we just know it because the ranchers that live next to us, who are our dear friends, they went and checked on our cabin and they're showing us pictures and our faucet has like water coming out of it that's frozen, like an icicle coming out of it. Our pipes are frozen. We are effed. So we don't know what we're going to do.
Because
we're 15 hours away, right? So it's like, what are you going to do? And so, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, so you try to call the power company because it's different and the power companies are different there, obviously, because it's all you know, everybody is individual. Everybody is on their own there, which we actually loved because when you come from, because Indiana, I get the power bill here and I have to have a pint of vodka before I read it because it's so freaking expensive. Like, I mean, she's seen me. I cry over our power bills here. And so when we went to Texas, I was like, this is awesome because you can shop around for the best deal and it's, they're all individual companies, right? But that is probably not a good thing right now, right?
Well, and there's really, I mean, everybody's playing the blame game right now. So, I, you know, Governor Abbott is like, well, I mean, this is what happened. This is welcome to what a Green New Deal would look like, right? We got all this wind and solar that's failing right now because it cannot keep up with this sort of stuff. But then there's other people who are like, that accounts for 14% of Texas's power. It's the actual grid that is in such bad shape because it's not connected to everybody else's grid. So they don't have to follow the same regulations that other states do, which is a good thing because it keeps their costs down. But now they've been caught out, right? Like where they weren't prepared and now people are paying the price and now hospitals are being evacuated. And I mean, like there's a headline right now that says hospitals in Texas evacuated as patients are left without water or heat and staff are cleaning toilets with trash bags. Like if, and then look at this, here's the state line between Texas and Arkansas. And you can see the difference with how they're prepared to handle just the roads, right?
Right.
Like it's just, I don't know what happened. It's that I get that they're warm 99% of the time, but hopefully this will be like a wake up call and they'll get their shit together with respect to the power grid. They'll get everything fixed and fortified and it'll never happen again. Right. Because I can't bear it for all of our followers in Texas. I just can't. I don't know how you guys are dealing with 4 days without power. How?
Right. Because it's like, because they have it's like the little sporadic blackouts, you know?
Yeah, the rolling whatever.
That's the rolling blackouts. That's what my kids are dealing with right now, where, you know, like one of our oldest, she's 31, and they both live in houses, both of our kids. Our oldest sent a picture yesterday where she's in a parka and like a ski cap and she's working at home.
and she's like, in a coat.
Right. She's in like a parka. And she sent us a picture and she's like, listen, she goes, it'll come on for a little while and then it'll shut down. And she's like, it's 50 degrees in my house. And
that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
It is really good because she goes, the power will come on for like a couple hours and then it'll shut down for a couple of hours, or it'll come on for 45 minutes and it'll shut down for a couple hours. And so that 45 minutes, you're like, oh God. And you turn it up as high as it'll go.
Oh my God.
And you try to get your heat like going through the house and then it'll just shut down. Yeah, this is what's happening in Texas.
Wow.
But there are a lot of people who the power is just off completely.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you send your kids there? Like, can they go and look?
Well, they're 2 hours away. That may be an option for us. We may be able to have, like, our boy who's in construction. We may be able to force him to do that because he would have more of an idea of, like, the damage or what is going to have to happen because, you know, that he does commercial construction. So he can get out there and give it to us straight.
Yeah. But then the roads are terrible, too. So, like, I don't want him to, you know what I mean? God, there's nothing good about any of this.
Everything right sucks right now, you guys.
Everything sucks. Now, I did hear a tip, and I don't know if this is going to help anybody, but I'm just going to say it in case it helps somebody because I thought it was a really good tip. People are saying if you don't have power and it's super cold in your house and you have a tent, like if you have any kind of tent, if you open the tent, put it on your bed and cover the tent with blankets, it will really create a nice insulated cocoon for you to sleep in and get warm. So
that's a good tip.
Yeah. I didn't know that that was a thing, but I, you know, if that helps somebody, I hope that it does because I would have never thought that. And of course we have like a tent for our kid, you know, that just he pulls out in the backyard every now and then. And so if you just have one, use it because apparently that works really, really well. And I would have never thought of it.
Rafaela, we do not have a well in Texas. It was too hard to drill there. It was too expensive and too much to drill. The ground there is so much different than it is in Indiana. In Indiana, we actually live in the country and we do have a well because it was easy to drill here. In Texas, holy cow.
Is it because just the ground is hard?
The ground is like, yeah, it's like, I mean, you literally have to like get an explosion to break up the ground where we're at. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. AMAC.us/chicks. Okay, let's talk really quickly about the fact that Trump has, he has come out. He's come out of his hiding place like a groundhog. He has come out and he's basically making fun of Joe Biden. He's, you know, obviously paying his respects to Rush Limbaugh. That was the first time I heard him yesterday, is when he was on Outnumbered and talking about Rush Limbaugh. But he's also saying Joe is either lying or he is completely gone, especially because of the comment that he made yesterday that we were making fun of about how there were no vaccines until he took office, even though he got his doses before he took office.
Yeah, he got his second dose like on January 10th. Isn't that what I sent you? This, I think
11th. Yeah, something January, like that.
Yeah, he got his second dose on that day. So you are that. How can he say that with a straight face?
I don't know. I do not know.
And then how can the media let him get away with it?
Yeah, Anderson Cooper's just like, tell me what it's like to be at the White House.
Way to fact check, you asshats. Swear.
Such morons.
These people.
My God. Now, question, because I saw this come up in our insiders group yesterday. And of course, now that Trump has come out like the groundhog that he is, people are talking about this again. And he is even hinting at it. Do you think he's going to run? Because the insiders, it seemed like, overwhelmingly want him to and would vote for him again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think that he is. I just don't think he is. I think it's going to be somebody else.
I kind of want it to be. Is that bad?
No, I kind of want it to be somebody else too. I want him to do other things. I want him to be sort of behind the scenes, and I want him to be campaigning for somebody else.
Totally.
I want it because it's not that I don't think Trump is awesome. I don't want him to run again. I want it to be somebody else, and I want him to be trolling everybody.
Exactly. I feel like he has so much. He's got better things to do and more important things to do to get the next Republican elected.
Yeah, because I saw something about how he is thinking about starting a social media platform. I think that he would be tremendous at doing those sorts of things, because we really need somebody who has the money and the backing to do those sorts of things. And I think he would be tremendous at doing it. He's seen now what some of the biggest problems are from a culture standpoint in this country. And being the president, listen, I mean, I just think that if he did win, he would get into office and he would just, the same crap would happen as what happened to him.
It would just be constant drama and investigations. Right. Why do we want to go through that again?
It's like, why would you want to do that again? Go do stuff where you can actually get in there and not have as much, you know, combativeness and barriers, and then just get push stuff through on your own. Like, do the entrepreneurial stuff where you can, you know, you do like what some of these other people are wanting to do, which is make strides in culture. Mm-hmm. I just think that's what he should do.
Yeah, I totally agree. You had talked about earlier before we were live this whole Facebook versus Australia thing.
Right.
This is I'm not going to pretend that I have any idea what's actually going on with Facebook and Australia, but it's become a way bigger and more heated fight, because apparently Australia was trying to get Facebook to pay for having news content from Australia on its platform. And Facebook was like, we're not going to do that. And so, in fact, we know that you're like dealing with all of the parliamentary legislation about this right now. So in the meantime, we're literally going to cut news off to Australians. So any news station that you go to, if you're in Australia and you try to seek out news on Facebook, you cannot see it. You cannot share it.
Zero.
You can't do it.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, well, how do I feel about that? Do I feel like Facebook should have to pay or not? And then I don't really know how I feel about that. But then I saw that Facebook voluntarily pays USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post, and some others like $3 million a year to have their content on the platform.
Right.
So do they think they should have to pay or not? And if they do, then why don't they think they have to pay Australia?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And it's really interesting to me. And like, there was a guy, I forget his name. I can get his name up. He's a former, like a former big guy over at Facebook that worked there. He retired in 2017. Let me see if I can find
like
his
an
name.
Executive.
Yeah.
I think I saw that too.
Yeah. He was an executive and he was like, this is freaking whack. He was like, he said, delete the app.
Yeah, because he's saying Zuckerberg is all about the money and power.
Right. That's what he's saying. Which he's an ex-Facebook Australia and New Zealand CEO, Stephen Sheeler.
Okay.
And he blasted this. So he was kind of important there, you know, being a CEO. And he was in Australia and New Zealand, so he knows a little bit about the platform there. He encouraged Aussies to delete the app and send a message to the company. And he said that, just like what you said, he said that Zuckerberg is motivated by money and power.
And hair gel.
What really, really bothers me the most about is his hairline.
It's a problem, you guys.
It is.
It's not normal.
Yeah, I just don't. Can somebody explain that to me? I don't. Like, what? What's happening there?
He looks like Jude Law in AI.
Right.
Remember? How he's just like a painted on. Like,
only not as hot.
Well, of course.
Now, it's Jude Law. I mean, it's like, what is he doing there? I don't.
The Prime Minister of Australia is holding steady. And I kind of love how much of a badass he's being right now, because he released a statement saying Facebook's actions to unfriend Australia today, cutting off essential information on health and emergency services, were as arrogant as they were disappointing. These actions will only confirm the concerns that an increasing number of countries are expressing about the behavior of big tech. We will not be intimidated. And I love that. I love that he's like, you're not going to tell us what to do, Mark right. Zuckerberg. I know you think you have all the power, but you don't.
You don't. Yeah. And you're right, Bobby. It's Gleeborg 9. He's from the planet Gleeborg 9.
And I think it might be Gorilla Glue. Is that possible?
I think it's Gleeborg Glue. That's what I think it is. It's Gleeborg Glue.
Because what the hell?
It what the hell is right, you guys?
It's just not normal.
Like, who's going to tell him? Dude, that's not working for you.
I mean, he has a wife. Can she not?
I just don't think that she cares. I think that she's too busy, like, on their bed rolling around in the cash.
In the piles.
You know
of
what
money.
I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
And outside in the backyard killing the goats.
Right.
Because you guys have heard the story about the goats, right? If you've not heard that story, he actually went in the backyard and killed a goat for Jack Dorsey. Look it
up. That's a weird pair, man.
Oh, my God.
Before we go, we have to mention this L.A. public school district that has decided to get rid of 133 members of its police force. They're school resource officers.
Right.
To replace them with school climate coaches.
Okay.
Climate coaches, you guys.
What do they do? Do they go, come on, weather?
Because I immediately thought it was a weather thing too, but it's not.
Oh.
They mean like climate as in school culture, like the cultural climate.
Oh, so it's not like just for weather.
It's
like,
not. I mean, this is what's so dumb. So they're saying, here's what the coaches are going to do. They're going to quote, provide students with an advocate on campus who is trained and focused on implementing positive school culture and climate. So they're going to be like cheerleaders. That's what they're going to be.
Oh, my God. So
which will be really helpful if there's ever a school shooting.
Oh, my God. That will be. Because
they'll be like, ready? Okay. Run, hide, fight, you guys.
Yeah, you guys.
This is so dumb.
You guys, there's a school shooter. Okay, so just run.
And just be nice. Just say really nice. Because they're troubled, right?
Yeah,
so we need to just talk to them with nice words.
It's like we can... Why would they, my God. Like, are the parents fighting back for this?
It's LA. So.
Oh, then they're fine with it then.
I mean, it's hard
because,
to know,
because most of the kids' names are like Willow and Moon Unit, right?
Exactly.
And North.
That's
right.
Also, just quick culture note, speaking of climate and culture, Paris Hilton engaged for a fourth time.
She, again, with the, like, getting the ring. She just can't
hold the ring. Right. She's not able to actually seal
deal. Got it.
But right. I really think this one's going to stick.
No, really? Do you? Why? Why do you? What makes this guy so special?
Well, the ring is exceptionally large.
Oh.
So.
But the other ones have been pretty damn
That's
big.
True. They've been, yeah.
How big do you have to be for Paris Hilton? What's the level of bigness that we're looking at here? What's the level of bigness? Are we looking at what? Like, was that inappropriate?
I'm thinking all the inappropriate things right now because really? I'm 12.
Around 12 carats?
No, I am 12. Oh. That's why my mind is not thinking in terms of carats.
Yeah, okay. All right. somebody just yelled, balls!
Oh my God,
good morning,
so
everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So immature.
Right, right.
That's why you love us, though, right?
It's true. It's true. So Bill said that she should Gorilla Glue the ring on.
Ooh, maybe that'll, yeah, maybe that would finally make it stick.
I think that's a great, you got to have rocks on your rocks. I thought that was a great comment, too. It's true.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that she's got, you guys. Don't be fooled.
She's just Paris from the block.
And then it was this did you see the pictures? Because there was this elaborate like canopy that said, marry me. And then at the same time, there's a photo of her going, if she's totally surprised. Her entire family's there. She's in a gown with a Michael Jackson glove.
There's a freaking canopy that says, marry me. With
not orchestrated at all.
Right. There's an event coordinator for it. Right. Who's like standing there with a microphone going, okay, like lower the balloons.
Yeah. You guys, did you see the Paris Hilton, like Michael Jackson glove though? Did you see that she was wearing one glove?
No.
That's coming back. I have to show this to you. Oh my God. You have to see this.
No, because it's not coming back. It's only coming back if you wear it.
I have to show you her glove. This is so important.
So she's trying to bring back the one glove. What is it with
and
these
why
people?
Would you do that? Why would anybody need to bring that back?
It's ever? Like kids are trying to bring back the acid wash jeans, and I'm not having it. I'm just not having it with acid wash jeans. Hanging out. They're already bringing back the mom jeans, and I am just, I don't, what are we doing there?
Why I don't know, man.
Why would kids want to do that? Generation Z has got some issues, y'all. All the
I
issues.
I have to find this. We cannot go until you've seen this.
Okay. We can't go.
We cannot.
So let's talk about something else. What do y'all
want to
talk about?
Okay, wait. I have it. I think I have it. I think I have it. One moment, please. Okay. Well, first of all, here is the canopy. Why am I turning it up? It's a photo. So do you see how it says, marry me? And then like he's on a knee and she's got her leg out just perfect.
I do. It's just.
Yeah, I don't think you can see the glove.
It's just a lovely, lovely picture.
Oh, wait. Now you can. Yeah, let me see. Oh, no. She's got two. Never mind. Here we go. Here's what they look like. They're like lace Madonna gloves. Do you see that?
Oh, okay.
But I swear that there were photos where she only had on one.
Oh, she's trying to bring it back. Yeah, that's a lovely picture. People care about this? Like people, you know, it's because I mean, like, what is her job? What does she do? What is her?
This is my favorite when she's like, I am so surprised.
Oh my God. Oh, look at my thigh. Oh.
Look at my perfectly, not at all voluntarily positioned thigh. It's amazing.
So freaking ridiculous. Oh I swear these people are insufferable.
Stars.
All of them
They're
are insufferable.
They're just like us.
They're just like us, you guys. I was proposed to you in a car outside of my apartment. And then what I did was I stuck my thigh out of the car and the paparazzi came and I was like, ah.
And did you show your lace gloves?
I was like, really? I think I was in Carhartt's that day. Oh, Carhartt. And then Carhartt came and they sponsored it and they're like, give me a break. Cannot with these people.
Everything is so dumb.
Everything is dumb. You guys bring it in.
Yeah, we gotta bring it in. I gotta learn things.
Bring it in. She's gotta learn things.
I gotta get ready to learn things and say things.
Like what a climate coach is. Everybody can learn what that is today.
I gotta do that.
That's your homework.
I've got so many things to learn.
There's gonna be a quiz tomorrow.
Oh, one more thing.
What?
The Marjorie Taylor Greene tantric sex guru ex-boyfriend has spoken out. Wow, that was a mouthful.
We should talk about that tomorrow.
Yes, we'll save it for tomorrow.
Maybe we could show video for everybody.
Yeah, because now he's got an OnlyFans.
Really?
I mean, he is a tantric sex guru, so it makes sense.
Maybe we could talk about that tomorrow. So tomorrow on the Chicks on the Right show, we're going to be talking about tantric sex.
Guys. Or if you haven't listened to our latest weekly dive podcast, make sure to do that because we talked all about the Chris Harrison Bachelor hullabaloo.
Yes, do
so
it.
That is out.
You guys have a fantastic Thursday. It's Thursday, right? Yes.
Yes.
It's Thursday. Have a fantastic Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
the government is actually planning to use the riots at the Capitol as an excuse to increase its spying on Americans. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I walk through the recent history of the government using events like this to seize power and trample your rights, all while insisting they are protecting us. We'll also have Gordon Chang with us to discuss the emerging China threat, from big tech to regional aggression. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.